Forbes, Fortune, Time. These are among the world's best magazines, and they're all available on demand right in your pocket with the Texture app. Texture gives you immediate and unlimited access to more than 160 titles on your tablet and smartphone, tons of exclusive extras, and years of back issues. Explore all the topics that interest you, plus get recommended articles from Texture's editorial team. Right now, Wall Street Journal listeners can try Texture for free at texture.com/Wall Street. That's texture.com/Wall Street.
Silicon Valley is providing a new tech spin on hosting the Super Bowl. Details coming up.
Stay plugged in and cut through the static. This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello, this is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing from New York. I'm Tanya Bustos. All of the big tech firms, including Google, Yahoo, and Apple, plan to lend aid to probably the most anticipated event in Silicon Valley this year, the Super Bowl. How are they going to do this? By sponsoring the Super Bowl Host Committee. This is a liaison between the National Football League and the local community. What's in it for these tech giants? Let's go to Wall Street Journal reporter Georgia Wells, based in San Francisco. She's got more information. Welcome, Georgia.
Hi, thank you.
So, first off, just to catch us up to speed, what does sponsoring a host committee entail?
So, because Super Bowl 50 is coming to Silicon Valley this year, you know, local tech companies are helping make this happen with these sponsorships, and they are providing money, and they're also providing in-kind goods and services like their shuttle buses or technology to help out with the stadium or other products that they make.
I see. So it's a good opportunity to brand first and foremost. But what else is in it for these tech giant firms?
So these tech giants are most of their campuses are within, if you can't see them from the stadium, you can really drive to them very quickly from the Super Bowl stadium. Mm-hmm. And so in this local area, the tech giants have kind of two main reasons to be improving relations with the locals. And the first is that the tech industry has come under fire in recent years for driving gentrification and income inequality in the area,
okay,
and also for traffic and rents. But the second main reason is that many of these companies are expanding very rapidly, and to continue this pace of expansion, they need to build out their corporate headquarters. And so these construction projects often require cooperation from the local governments that are very close to where the Super Bowl will be happening.
So I just want to get into a couple of the specifics. You mentioned, certain opportunities to brand and even transport folks. Google, what exactly are they doing in terms of their hosting?
So Alphabet, the parent company of Google, is pulling out one of the symbols of the gentrification tension in the Bay Area with the buses that its vendors operate. And so it will be offering up these buses to the Super Bowl host committee to shuttle people from points around the Bay Area to the game on February 7th. And people can pay $55 to ride in one of these luxury coach buses to the game. Mm-hmm. But Google will not be receiving any of the money. That money will be going to the host committee that's making this whole event happen.
Okay, so Alphabet is taking the initiative to transport. I would imagine it would be appealing for a company like Uber to get in on the game as well. And I hear that they are involved in these hosting committees. What are their plans?
Uber partnered with the host committee to, for the first time, allow ride-sharing services to drop people off and pick people up from the Super Bowl. And so Uber has worked with this committee to create specific drop-off points very close to the stadium. And Uber also will have a lounge that their customers can wait in while they're waiting for their rides to get there.
Okay. So that's obviously a great opportunity for both companies. Transportation is a great way to host. Apple seems to be providing the host committee with something a little different. They're focusing a little bit more on product and equipment. What do they have planned?
Mm-hmm. Apple is a donor for the event. However, they chose not to have their logo or name on any of the material. So they're really not in this for the marketing side of things. But they are indeed helping make it happen.
Another thing that was interesting was that these host committees, they also finance the Super Bowl. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. And so previous years, the host committee has drawn much of the money from the local states and also tourism boards that have a great interest in seeing the Super Bowl come to their region. But this time, it's operating a bit differently because the companies in the area are putting up all the money rather than the state or local tourism boards.
Okay. So it all sounds kind of like a Silicon Valley spin on a hosting committee of sorts.
Yes, definitely. This is definitely the Silicon Valley take on hosting the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Georgia Wells, thanks as always for the time.
Thank you.
That's it for the Tech News Briefing. Remember, you can check out all of our podcasts at wsj.com/podcasts and subscribe to us on iTunes as well. For the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal Newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.